Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Dana.
Good morning, Steffi, and welcome back to you. I missed you last week.
I missed you, too. This is the new, you know, catchphrase, woke.
Right? Oh, yeah. It's defined by anything that they don't like, right. Really. Anything that challenges their moral high ground, anything that is a challenge to their inner core. They're just like, it's woke, it's woke, it's woke.
But I keep saying all morning, Dana, is it not anything we haven't all heard since I was in Catholic school? Just don't be a jerk to people that are different than you. How is it different than anything Jesus said?
Yeah.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Like I don't get it. Seems like anti-bullying to me, which I thought we're all for, right? Being woke.
You would think. Right. Yes, but no. They're just going to scapegoat what they see as the most vulnerable among us. They've been doing it for years, and that's why we need to be louder than ever. And I know the election's 2 years away, but like this is it. Like we've got to turn this around.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's interesting because you, of course, work with our friend Allison Gill at Mueller. She wrote and Daily Beans, and I just thought this latest story we were talking about, the Russian money into the Trump media company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I just love the reporter said, I don't want to tie too many connections to how do you pronounce that? Natalia Veselnaya. Remember her? Trump Tower, but somehow Don Jr. ends up getting involved, referring to the infamous meeting investigated by Bob Mueller. I mean, we are magically full circle to back to Trump Russia, right?
It all goes back to Trump Russia. The money, it seems like it is directly connected to Putin. And it's sort of a beautiful thing that it's coming out right before that they're trying to actually go public with this and actually get as part of the stock market. So not surprising surprising at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, and John Jr. is always in the middle of it. You flash back to him going, oh, dirt on Hillary. We would love it if you released that, especially before Labor Day. I mean,
come on.
Yeah, it's okay. Here's, you know, we just had Malcolm Nance yesterday, his new book, you know, They Want to Kill Americans, mm-hmm. about the Trump insurgency. I just think, you know, we joke because that's what we do for a living. But this is really kind of chilling. And the Washington Post is reporting allies of Trump have been gobbling up residential properties in Washington, D.C. neighborhood located just two blocks from the Capitol. The Conservative Partnership Institute is an organization led by Mark Meadows.
Of course.
Who I guess remains unimprisoned still. We'll see. Recently went on a $41 million property buying spree that left him in possession of four commercial properties along a single Pennsylvania Avenue block, three adjoining townhouses around, row houses around the corner, a garage, a carriage house, blah, blah, blah. The goal of the spending splurge is to create what Trump allies describe as a Patriot's Row in the heart of Washington.
Oh, good Lord.
Jamie Raskin said, it seems like a massive real estate coming out party for the extreme right wing of the Republican Party. He also suggested naming the project Seditionist Square and joked that maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene can be there on their advisory neighborhood commission. But, you know, they are fully trying to prepare for a return to power for Trump. And Dana, I find myself thinking, you know, there's no way this is going to happen to, oh, my God. Like an acid flashback, right?
I mean, I actually think that's the correct human response at this point of like, there's no way this can happen. And oh my God, what if it does? Like, we're sort of living in that upside down world of every reasonable human being is like, this man should never come close to the White House ever again. But none of this has been reasonable.
Right. Right. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. I mean, I can't believe this has never, first of all, happened in our history that we are, what, two years out from a Trump presidency. He's still all any of us talk about. He's in the news every second. He will not ever shut the up about anything.
No. And also, every time he tweets or truths or whatever the heck you call it, he's also committing to multiple crimes.
Sure. And
like one of his last Truth Social posts was just a list of all of the crimes that he's committed since he was in the White House.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's just, it's like him daring, I guess, Merrick Garland, whoever. I have to say, I know that, you know, AG always counsels patience and, you know, you and I talk about that every week, but I fully understand the people that are beyond impatient. I mean, Malcolm Nance yesterday said, I don't know what you think, or I don't know, I haven't, you know, talked to AG recently in the last few days, like what you think.
Yeah,
is happening
no,
because it is
low,
a slow
so
motion
is my Xanax bottle, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
But it is a slow motion nightmare, isn't it? Where you kind of go, oh, and it's enabled by the same thing that got us here, the cowardice of the Republican Party. We just did a story yesterday on most of them are scared to run.
Yeah.
Like only Nikki Haley has even declared, like they're all scared, not even just of Trump, Dana, right? But I think his crazy terrorist base.
Well, we also think, and I know this is a conspiracy theory, and I don't normally fall into these, but I still think that there's blackmail in the boxes that was taken from Mar-a-Lago. And I think a lot of these people, you know, when the DNC and the RNC got hacked, a lot of the DNC was released. We don't know what they got on the RNC, but I think all of that went to Trump. And I know that's a conspiracy theory, but I'm not surprised these people are afraid to run because Trump probably has dirt on all of them.
Yeah, well, Dana, it's not a conspiracy theory. They did hack the RNC, too. And we have not seen anything on Republicans.
True. I just don't know what they found when they did.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, but that's not, you know, hyperbole to speculate about. But yeah, it does feel like I say, I guess a slow motion nightmare that we're, and I do get the people that go, we thought Mueller was going to save us. We thought that, you know, now we're of course focused on Jack Smith and Fani Willis and now Alvin Bragg. And, you know, I don't know, has your thinking changed at all on which one, when? I mean, it does certainly seem like everyone, including Trump, expects to be indicted, right?
Right. No, I think the timing and who gets first, it may be Bragg. It might be New York. The problem is, for me, that's like the least powerful of the indictments. It's over the hush money.
Yeah.
So I'm still hoping that Fani Willis and Georgia comes through with whatever they're doing, their grand jury. You know, we talked about a story yesterday on the Daily Beans, and we may have hit it on the show, just about the jurors that are on this, you know, this grand jury and the testimony they're hearing against, you know, Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman and the death threats. And it's been jarring to the jurors. This wasn't a walk in the park. It was a very serious crime. And I hope Trump goes down for it.
And Dana, by the way, you know, his, you know, what's his name? Taco Penis, his new lawyer said, you know, I mean, it really was like a nice country. Shame if something was to happen to it. I mean, he said, basically, if he's indicted, he'll be president again because people will be so. I mean, that's it. It really is that threat, isn't it? You can't indict him because we'll have civil war. People will blah, blah, blah. I would argue the opposite. It's like this Georgia grand juror just said. He said, I was telling my wife, if everyone in the country knew what we know, this country wouldn't be that divided.
Right.
I would say justice for Trump is what will finally bring peace. I'm not saying there's not going to be some lunatic fringe stuff. But, you know, I think it's essential that justice comes for him.
Well, if you're asking me, like, I don't know a lot of assurance on when or where, but what I do believe is that his base is getting smaller, but the base is still very loud. I don't think it's getting bigger. And if he gets indicted, I don't think that's going to empower anyone. I think that it's actually going to get smaller. People are going to be like, I've never met him. He was the coffee boy. Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I mean, you know, we're just like this stack. It feels like revolving. Have you been to House of Pies over here? It's
let's just pick one out.
Yes. Yes.
Or the sushi conveyor belt sushi.
Yeah. It's the same crooks and the same. Is it not, Travis? Is this the same? And why is there always a yacht involved? $19 million yacht at the center of New Probe into George Santos. Steve Bannon's that guy that he was arrested on his yacht. Okay. Which is that guy's name? A Chinese-born financier who also goes. I can't pronounce any of the names, so I'm not going to try any of them.
I think that's Guo Wengui.
Sure. Bless you. Who is closely allied with it. Steve Bannon was arrested and charged as part of what federal prosecutors say is a $1 billion fraud conspiracy. I never even understand half of it. It's always fraud.
He's that fun guy that handed off Hunter Biden's laptop to Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, that guy. His $32.5 million Manhattan apartment caught fire Wednesday, mere hours after he was arrested on the federal indictment, accusing him of masterminding the $1 billion fraud conspiracy. He had close ties to Bannon for years, including providing the Trump advisor with a lucrative consulting gig. Blah blah blah. What do you think? Spontaneous fire? Just a?
Oh yeah, just oh look at it. Just got real hot in my kitchen? Apartment 6 hours after I was arrested.
Yeah, I don't.
Left a cigarette burning in the trash can with all of the documents the FBI is about to raid.
Somebody fell asleep with a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, that was probably it. Yeah. Sure, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Bill and Joyzy. You're on with Dana. Hello, Bill. Hello,
hi,
Bill.
Hi. How are you?
Good, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hello, everybody. Dana, I've never seen a picture of you, but I just know that you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Everything I hear.
Yeah, she is.
What's that?
I said she is, yes.
Anyway. Uh-huh. I wanted to just say that March 7th was... Harris Glenn Milstead's 35th anniversary
Divine, Glenn Milstead, yep.
Known as Divine, right. Mm-hmm. And at his funeral, which was overseen by the great Baptist minister, Leland Higginbotham, who was against the Vietnam War, very big activist, and baptized Glenn. He said, Glenn was born before civil rights or women's rights. God doesn't want people created out of a Xerox machine. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yes, I believe we're back before women's rights, aren't we, Dana?
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell which headlines are more chilling anymore, but it's just, right, the bounty hunters for not just women that have abortions, but now, like, isn't there a new one for drag performers? Like, I say we
mess with them and just go sprinkle trails of glitter and feathers that lead to, like, Boy Scout clubs or to
somehow, yeah, Live it's New got Girls. Worse than Handmaid's Tale. I don't, it's just, yeah.
Or to a Tyler Perry film or to Tootsie or to right. Yes. Or to Yentl right. Or to any of these other drag performers that have been entertaining these jerks their entire lives. They don't care about drag queens. They don't like queer people. And they think all yes. drag queens happen to be queer,
although,
which isn't true.
Can I say there should be a law because she was too old to play Yentl?
Okay. She was definitely.
That's a line from In-N-Out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
still a mensch, though. Still a mensch.
Still funny. Okay.